Yes, Timothy. Yes, your call is being recorded here. Because I record all of my calls on my cell, because I've had to for all of this time that I've had a hate and harassment campaign against me. I record all of my calls that are suspicious. Now, I'm not trying to say you're suspicious, but I answered with myself because I could. Trying to get through to you a message that you've been ignoring, Okay, I didn't say. Go ahead. Yeah. If I call you, it'll be on my cell and recorded. Yeah, that's good. Good. Okay, that's fine. Okay. You really do not understand what I've gone through. I do not need any more messing gameplay, dear. I'm serious. I explain it to you, but you have not listened. It is a lack in trust in government authority. The source Nimplex was created by Nimplex. Okay, I explained it to you in detail. Okay, the other night, when you picked up all the change out of the car, you said you would panhandle for the rest. Okay. Now, before that, we were bantering whether or not to go through the drive-thru or go through into this restaurant. Well, we went into the drive-thru. She ordered something for both of you, right? You guys were going to share it. Yeah, you were going to share it. So, in the course of events, she did not want to give up her control of that she was ordering something she didn't have enough money to pay for, because the money was the change that you collected. She finally gave in and gave it the $20, but it was too much money and all of that stuff. It was a bunch of stuff, a bunch of back and forth with the guy, the ordered person. And all of that back and forth was bullshit. Now, she has been ripped off for thousands of dollars, or cost of thousands of dollars, to a friend earlier in the evening. She's talking this story to get my sympathy, to gain my sympathy, that I would feel sorry for her. It didn't work, because in the cost of having that kind of budget, where you can afford thousands of dollars, you're not so petty in your buying a burrito for five. You're not so petty. Not so petty to bicker and moan and bitch about the price of a burrito for $5 when you have $20 in your pocket to pay for it. Do you see the common sense there?
I didn't.
Right, because oh, but there is. Well, I don't need to have a conflict here. Come on. I am. Come on. You're paying for the price of a burrito for both of you, right? That was what the deal was. That was what the deal was. That was what was said. That was what was said. It wasn't her burrito. She, no. But she wanted, she was, the whole thing started with you wanting to go to the restaurant together. And that was what the story started. That's what the story started with, dear. Yeah, that's where it started and that's where it ended, is it was done together. And I asked you if you wanted to be let off, and you wouldn't get let off. So we go through the drive-thru, and we're in a conflict because of her choices? Of her choices? You, and you continue. Her choices, or all of that was her choice? That you weren't a part of that? Is this what you're saying? I'm trying to... I don't believe... I'm listening. Right. Okay. Right. But... But what was all of... Okay, but what was the issue? I'm not doing that. I didn't say that. I didn't say that. I said that was part of the game. If it's not part of the game, then what was all of the... Let me finish. If that was not part of a game, then what is all the back and forth about? Okay. She would not make a... She would not come up with a choice that she could pay for it. She could pay for it. She could pay for it. What was it? She did pay for it. What was... I know. She was... No, I said she was balking about the price of the burrito was too much. She was the one causing that disturbance. Yes, she did. Oh. Okay, you said it was too much. Okay, if it was too much, then why did we go there? Then why are you arguing? Then why are you arguing it's too much if that's what she wanted to eat? If she had the money. Why are you trying to put a decision in her own that she's not trying to make in making a decision for her? If she made a decision, she made a decision. She made a decision and you caused a disturbance. She made a change. She changed it because of you. That's the game. Because I'm involved in, because I'm involved in driving the car through the drive-through. We were stuck in the drive-through between two cars, but and nobody wanted to make an order. I'm involved by driving the car. Don't say that. I'm involved in driving the car. Right. You weren't going to, she wasn't going to pay for anything. You're going to cancel the order and we're going to have to wait through the drive-thru. That's what she, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not bored. I want an explanation for the other night. You created that. You created that. If she ordered that, her choice. If it, stop now, you listen to me. You listen to me. The logic says if that was her burrito and her choice, you said that was too much. You said that that was too much. Then you created the disturbance. You should have just let her order. You should have let the order pass. No, I didn't. But it's a statement of conflict. Okay, the conflict started. The conflict started back and forth, which nobody would make a decision about what food to order because you said it was too much. And you said it was too much. Your input said it was too much. Because I was involved. It matters to me. Dear, if you don't let me finish. I'm trying to tell you that when it, if you listen to me, it matters when I'm driving the car that you do not create a fuck you! Fuck you! If you don't listen to common sense, if you confuse the driver, if you confuse the driver of a car that is driving you, I'm not going to drive the fucking car. I'm not driving the fucking car anymore for you or anyone else with your parties because you all are confused. Because you confuse the issue to a point that it is unresolvable. With a person on the other end, it's unresolvable. That was the ending conclusion because it was ridiculous to have tried to order. It was ridiculous to try to order something that was too expensive. That's what you is basically saying. But she had the money. She did pay for it. I didn't say you did. I didn't say you did, dear. I said I wasn't going to pay for it. I didn't want to pay for it. That may be true. That may be true. But my feelings... No, I feel disrespected. Well, you listen. I would try to tell you. But you're not listening. Okay. That's that creation of back and forth. I cannot tolerate that you have not made a decision by the of ordered something, and it's back and forth, and we were going to not order. We're going to run through the drive-thru when I just could have let you off. That was a decision that was part of the reference to just let you off. I should have just let you off. That's what I should have done. Because she wanted to go through the drive-thru. That's not why. That could be. Why do you criticize? I'm trying to analyze the situation at hand. I have to. I'm driving the car. You don't understand. I'm driving the car. Because I'm still driving the car. Because we are not in a problem. But if you guys continue to allow me to drive the car and you continue to confuse and go back and forth and back and forth and not come up with a concise decision that you are committed to, that you're committed to, I don't want to know you. I don't want to know you if you don't commit to your decisions. I can't deal with it. I've tried to tell you that. My decisions are involving, okay, it doesn't work that way. It doesn't work that way. We are a unit. We are a compiled unit in the car. It doesn't work that way. We are a compiled unit of three. Yes, it is confusing to me. You don't get it. Yeah, see? You don't get it. It is confusing to me. I cannot, you know, you've been to Denver, and you went to Denver and I cannot have that kind of confusion instilled into the space that I'm in and have it just not affect me to a point where I have to pull over because it is so maddening in my mind that I cannot think through it, the how to do something. It didn't happen last night. What? Okay. It does not happen all the time, but it can happen so quickly, dear. It comes up on me so quickly that I have to be able to stop it from its starting point. And if you don't realize that about me, you and I can't be friends. I told you this. It's extremely important you understand this. Because you have not had it doesn't have anything to do with my medication. It doesn't work that way. No, it doesn't. It doesn't work that way. There is no medicine for this. It's a deficiency in my mind's processing that causes a short or detachment that creates a gap in my experience that breaks. I call it mind blindness. And it occurs when I get, it's a break of experience. Normally it's less than a second, but I've had it appear for more than a second where I don't know what happened to that second. It's lost. It skips through and I'm lost a second. And I realize it immediately. And it's caused by not having a committed direction of something and following through with that commitment and move through, you know, normal calmness, but go back and forth on a decision that has no meaning to argue, to hold back and forth. And then finally conclude that the first choice was the choice that you guys actually bought, or she bought, the first choice. What was that back and forth, all of that for? It doesn't serve a purpose. It doesn't serve a purpose. It doesn't serve a purpose. It serves only to, what? What does it serve for you? She was the one ordering. Because I'm involved in the process of driving the car. I have to know what is happening and go in order to go to the next point of time so I don't lose time. Because sometimes I lose time, I just explained. And if I lose time and don't get confirmed directions on what the next stage is, and I get lost, I will be pissed off, and I will be confused, and it is startling to me when it happens. It causes a startling effect, it's scary, and I don't like it. I try to avoid it at all costs, my consideration to avoid the skip that happens. It happens for usually less than a second. It's very scary, dear. Okay. Because it will, you will not understand. I didn't say talking. To have a commitment, dear. To have a commitment of resolve to go through a drive-through with an order of an order that got finally ordered, with back and forth, that was finally ordered, and then have it go through, and she wanted it cut, and the lady said, you can't have it cut. So she wanted, can you cut it again? I said, no, have the lady give you a knife so that she can cut it yourself. And she said, why? I said, every single thing is a complaint or an issue to get an order through when she, it's not right, dear. It's backwards. It doesn't make any sense. It doesn't make any sense, dear. It's confusing. I don't need to do what you're saying. I don't need to do what you're saying. I need you to think about what you are doing. I've set up an appointment, perhaps, for housing in Palm Springs. That's what I've done today. I had a phone meeting with two people and clarified my position on the matter of hate so that when I get involved in the that is not going to happen, dear. That is not going to happen. Go away. Go away and find out 10 years from now where there is. Go fucking away.